Fred Film Radio.
The Pristina International Film Festival is the most important film festival in Kosovo and one of the most important film festivals of the region. Here to talk about its history and how the festival has been impacted by the global pandemic is its co-founder and director, Vjosa Berisha. Vjosa, welcome to the show. Hi, Vjosa. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Matt. Nice to meet you online.
Right. Yes, it's a pleasure to meet you too. And, you know, I've never been to Pristina or Kosovo at all. And so this is going to be a particularly interesting conversation for me. But part of the charm of the shows that we're doing, Big Fret Tuesday, is just to take a snapshot at the film industry and film culture in various parts of the world. And so I just like to start off our conversation by sort of asking you a very general question, but feel free to answer it in whatever way you'd like. I mean, how would you personally describe the state of the film industry and film culture in Kosovo?
Oh, that's a very good question. And actually, I'm always very excited to talk about our film industry. You see, I'm a film producer myself also. And our film industry lately has been booming, actually, with a lot of great films that are circling around different big festivals, doing really well. And that's why we feel so proud, because our actually the funding is very small. We don't have big means, but obviously we have some good, talented young directors that are showing success. And amongst them, there are also quite few female directors that are doing really well.
And so it's growing, basically.
It is growing. So it is growing slowly, not with the big steps, because of the funding, obviously. It's always a problem. But with some of the films that have been showing in really big festivals, like, I don't know, Carlo Vivari, Berlinale, we had even a short film nominated for Oscar a few years ago from Kosovo. So it's doing really well.
And what would you say about audiences, audience tastes, or maybe even just the level of just an interest in cinema in the country?
Yeah, Kosovo, we must say first that Kosovo's population is very young. We have almost 6% of the population under 30 years old. So it's a very young nation. Because of the last war, you know, we had almost the whole cinema infrastructure destroyed. And a lot of these young generations lost, in a way, didn't grow the habit of going to the cinema. They were watching a lot of films in pirate copies for a long time. But festivals like ours and other festivals that have started operating after the war in Kosovo have brought back the audience, the older ones, but also young audiences, kind of taught them that, you know, cinema is the best experience to see a film. And this is now growing steadily. You know, the audience is growing every year. Like I would say, if I'm talking about my festival, 12 years ago, we had a very small number of audiences that would attend our films. But 12 years on, we are really happy with how much we have managed to develop the audience. In terms of what kind of films they watch, of course, festival culture has managed to orient a lot of young people to watch more of art house films, European films. We do promote a lot of European films in our festival. And then, of course, blockbusters are usually the films that you can watch in box office, in cinemas, in multiplex cinemas.
Let's get into the Pristina International Film Festival, actually, because you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I'd like to know more about when it emerged. And given that you're the co-founder of the festival, I would love to know what the original vision that you had for the festival was.
Pristina International Film Festival was created in 2008. I was one of the founders, and the whole idea behind creating a film festival, a feature film festival, was because that year Kosovo became independent, and looking up to Sarajevo Film Festival, how much it did for its country and how much it promoted Sarajevo and Bosnia, we thought that, you know, Kosovo also needs a film festival in its capital. There was already another festival running in one of the towns, and that was a documentary festival. So we thought that, you know, we would complement each other by creating a feature film festival. We started it working on it in 2008. And I've become also the director of the festival and have since been running the festival. Besides the screening of films, we also created the film industry platform, because we thought that our festival will be a great help to our filmmakers to get them to network with the outside world, to get them to know more and to get the opportunities to attend different workshops and develop simply via festival. This actually proved to be right, because our festival and its industry platform, the Pre-Forum, has managed to successfully promote many of the Kosovar films, not only Kosovar, but also regional creations, and has managed proudly to bring focus and link many different experts, different sales agents, with filmmakers from our region and from Kosovo.
That's interesting. So the focus is on fiction films, you said, right?
Of course, when we started the festival, we only had the fiction feature films and middle-length films. And then we developed over the time into introducing the documentary program also. Then a few years on, about 6 years ago, we also introduced the LGBT program, which is a specific program that we thought will be very interesting and useful for our audience in order to promote tolerance and understanding.
Yeah, I understand it's the only festival in the region with a strand dedicated to LGBT films too.
That's right, yeah.
It's pretty remarkable. So from what you've been saying so far, I feel like this festival is very important also in sort of acting as a cultural bridge between Kosovo and the rest of the world, let's say.
Knowing that Kosovo is actually the only country in Europe, I would say in the Balkans, that still doesn't have visa liberalization, we are quite isolated as a country. The festival has helped a lot to promote Kosovar culture internationally, to do quite a lot of cultural diplomacy for Kosovo, but also has helped to bring many international guests to Kosovo, who then networked and supported our filmmakers who find it very difficult to travel because of visa liberalization, but also because of financial difficulties. So they not usually they cannot travel so much in big festivals to visit different markets and to get more opportunities for themselves. So I would say that Prefest actually offers that opportunity to them, because we bring a lot of sales agents from Europe, we bring experts, we bring producers from the region, filmmakers, and then of course one other important mission that we have had over the past years is to try and bring kind of high-profile movie stars in a way, people that have very high profile in film industry, but that are interested to visit our countries, that feel good about visiting a small festival. So in that sense, we have managed to make a lot of friends from the international community and starts.
At the time of recording the interview, the pre-forum will begin tomorrow, while there are plans of running a physical edition of the festival itself later on in the year. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We are actually, we had to, unfortunately, we had to make adjustments, but we didn't want to cancel the festival completely because that would be a really difficult moment for us. And it would be really difficult to come back on feet again. I'm talking from financial point of view. So that's why we thought that we need to do something online and try to do a physical edition also later on, depending on the situation. So we haven't changed the dates for the pre-forum. It's happening from 17th to 19th of July. And for 3 days, we will have many workshops and many interesting sessions, much of it concentrating on the situation with the pandemic, you know, how much pandemic has impacted on film industry in our region, but also in Europe. And then we have postponed the dates for the physical edition to August, end of August, and we hope that we will manage to hold it at that time. But it will depend because Kosovo right now is having quite a lot of cases of COVID, unfortunately, every day. So we will see how much it will be managed in that sense.
We will have to watch this space. And I would like to ask you more about that, physical edition, which may take place later this year. But first, I'd like to just go back for a moment to pre-forum. And I'd just like to know a little bit more about that, because it is a major event for the film industry of Kosovo and the region. And I wanted to know a little bit more about how it's structured and sort of what actually takes place during pre-forum.
Well, the pre-forum, usually if it's held as a physical edition, hosts quite a lot of experts that come from different countries, quite a lot of festival organizers, producers, filmmakers, etc. This year, because of online, we will be having a few panels and sessions. So there will be one panel discussion led by the finance and co-production expert Linda Beeth. She will be concentrating on answering the question of what is the coronavirus doing to film industry in general. And she will be joined in the panel by a few experts. This is Daniel Hochevar. It's a film producer from our region. Then Jana Wolf, who is the festival representative. She represents Berlinale and European film market. And then there will be some local experts. Mergim Tahani, who's founder of Giraffa. It's an online platform from Kosovo. Our director of film fund, Armen Jarku. And then the artistic director of Prefest, Fatos Berisha. So they will be discussing about the impact of Corona in the film industry currently. Then we are planning to have later on tomorrow a webinar with a very experienced expert, Wendy Benfeld, who will be discussing all about digital VOD sector, what is beyond big guns of Netflix and Amazon, etc. She is going to give a lot of hints about what films can do to distribute their films online, given the new reality with the pandemic. So this is supposed to be quite an interesting webinar. It's called Surfing the Digital Waves. Then we will have a pitching session with 12 projects from the whole region, our region. We have selected 12 best feature film projects. They will be pitching in front of an international jury. And then after that, they will be meeting, doing individual meetings with different sales agents and producers who would be interested to co-produce with them. This is more or less what we have planned for 3 days. It's quite an intense agenda for us. And then, of course, by the end of the free forum, we will be announcing the winners of the pitch.
That sounds amazing. You know, for 3 days, that's really a lot going on.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything will go smoothly, given the transition to the online world. And of course, there are some things that in the physical experience that can't be replaced by the online world. But the fact that you guys kept it going, I think, is a very meaningful and significant decision in this difficult time.
Thank you. But I mean, what we find is also interesting, because we are all trying to learn how Zoom operates, how to do live stream on Facebook and everything. And you kind of feel totally relaxed about it, because you go into other sessions that other festivals have and you see that everybody's making like small mistakes and adjustments and stuff, because we are all in the same pot. So we feel that, even if there is some kind of small mistake that we might be doing during this online, I don't think it's going to be a big deal.
That's true. I didn't think of that. That's true. So it is interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how things will be experimented with and developed. But speaking of the festival itself, which as you mentioned, there are some problems with that. But the hope is that there will be a physical edition of the festival at some point at a later date. But I was wondering, though, did you guys think about perhaps doing an online edition of the festival, or were you, like other festivals, determined to just stick to the physical experience?
Yeah, of course. I mean, for us, we, as a first option, we are still thinking of doing the physical edition and doing it open air. This is why we are still holding on to the dates of summer, you know, last days of summer, because our plan is to do it in several open-air venues with, of course, big restrict measures of, prevention with masks and all of that. If this will not happen, then we will postpone it to see if the situation gets better for sometime in October. And if that doesn't change, if situation doesn't change, then we will for sure look at the option of doing it online by the end of the year.
Well, fingers crossed that things do work out for you in some way and that the situation does get better in general, even health-wise. But I don't know whether you're able to anticipate anything that you've got in mind from the program. It's probably a little too early. But if not, I would like to know a little more about these open-air screenings. I mean, is this something that the festival does on a normal year? And I'm also wondering what would be the main venue of the festival?
We do actually run, we have usually two open-air venues in the festival, and the rest are closed venues. The open-air venue that is like traditional of the festival is the one that happens in the center of the town, really in Zaire Bayazidi Square, which is really in the center of Pristina. And we usually do it free of charge. We don't ask people to buy tickets for the screenings that we do there. We have decided that this year, if we are doing open air venues, the festival will be completely free, because we want to really kind of solidarize with our audience due to COVID, and we want to kind of give them some kind of good cultural event after this lockdown and everything. If we are doing the online, the offline edition on open air this year. Additional venues will be also at the National Theatre, just where we usually have kind of the festival lounge with the red carpet area and everything. We would be doing there the main venue of the open air cinema. And then there will be another two or three venues around town.
That sounds great. It's amazing. The free of charge idea, I think, is very another significant thing that you guys are doing. So that sounds really great. All right. So I think we have exceeded the time that I promised. So I am mindful of that. But I do thank you very much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. And thank you very much. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, and we hope that next year will be a better year and we can invite you to be guest in our festival and also, I don't know, maybe take part in our media jury.
Yeah, I would love that. I'd love to go as well, because I would just love to see Pristina. It's a place I've never been, but it looks like an exciting place to me. It feels like an exciting place.
Oh, we will invite you then, definitely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.